Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es ist Wachim Perik Hei Mishnah Dalid. Ha'ayla, the carbon ayla. Katshe Kadashim is in the category of Katshe Kadashim, the higher level of Kiddusha for Karbanes. Now, ayla isn't the only Katshe Kadashim. The Torah clearly refers to a carbon chatas and a carbon asham as Katshe Kadashim. But Chazal understand that ayla is included also, because the Torah says it has to be shechted and its blood has to be caught in the north of the courtyard, Tzafen Huazara. But because it doesn't say so beferish, so the Mishnah has to stress, yes, not only the chatas, and not only the asham, but ha'ayla, the carbon ayla, is also included in Katshe Kadashim. That's how the Batanura explains it. Now we have to know that it's Katshe Kadashim. There are differences in halacha between Katshe Kadashim and Kadashe Kalim. For example, in regard to the halachis of mi'ila, that means using it by mistake for your personal benefit. You have to bring a special carbon. You have to pay an extra fifth. These halachis are more strict by Katshe Kadashim. There are other halachis where Katshe Kadashim is more sensitive than Kadashe Kalim. So ha'ayla Katshe Kadashim is in the category of Katshe Kadashim. Shechitasa v'tzafen, it's shechted on the north side of the Azara. The kibbul dama, the blood has to be received b'kli shares, in a kli shares batzafin on the north side. The damatan, its blood, requires shtei matanois shehein arba, placing it twice, which is like four. Placing it twice, which is like four, what does this mean? What it means is that the kohen throws the blood twice, once to the northeastern corner of the mizbeach, then he walks diagonally across and does it to the southwestern corner. Now, because he's sprinkling it to the corner, it splashes onto both sides of the corner so that the two placings of dam reach all four walls. Yitu'una and the carbon oil also requires hefshit, that it should be skinned, v'nituach, to be cut into pieces, v'chalil, and completely burnt le'ishim in the fires of the mizbeach hachitzin, of the outside mizbeach. The oiris, the hide, is given to the kehanim. Now, what is the reason that the shtei matanos shehein arba are applied, keren mizrachis sefainis, the northeast corner, ubekeren maravas deraimis, and the southwest corner? That's because the southeast corner did not have a yesoid, didn't have the base. The reason it didn't have the base, explains the Batanur, is that it wasn't in the chelik of Binyamin. Yaakov Avinu said nevuah that the blood is going to be placed on the chelik of Binyamin. And that corner was not in his chelik. You see, part of the Mizbeach was in the chelik of Yehuda. The Gemara says, Binyamin HaTzadik was mitzayer. He had tzar from the fact that part of the Beis Hamikdash was not in his chelik. The Medrash says that when they found the Becher in Binyamin's sack, the other Shvatim were very angry at him. They said, oh, your mother was a ganef, you're a ganef, your mother stole the trafim. And they all gave him like a Becher, a zetz, except for Yehuda, because Yehuda took upon himself to protect Binyamin. And Binyamin, who accepted this with love, he understood now how bad the Shvatim felt. How did they know he didn't mamish steal the Becher? He realized what a crisis they were in, how frightened they were. See, it was Michael then. But that's the reason that Binyamin was zaycha, because of that humiliation, to have the Beis HaMikdash in his chelik. The only one that didn't hit Binyamin was Yehuda, because Yehuda was an arev to protect Binyamin. And that's why Yehuda Taka did have part of the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a vart. Binyamin was mitzayer himself. Ay, if Yehuda would have hit me also, I would have had his chalik. You know, a lot of times in life we say, ay, vey. Why did I have to go through humiliation? Why did that person do this to me? One day we're going to see. If only I had a little more. Rav Palm, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, used to always say the story of a man who came up to Shemayim. They put his averus on one side of the scale, his mitzvahs on the other side of the scale. The averus outweighed the mitzvahs. But then they brought the yesurim, the pain that he had in this world. Every little bit of pain took away some of the averus until almost he had more mitzvahs than averus. But they used up all of the pain he had in this world, all of the humiliation, all of the tzaras, the physical pain, the emotional pain. Sorry, you still have more averus than mitzvahs. You didn't have enough yesurim to erase your averus. So he cried out, Hashem, you're such a big malrachimim, you couldn't give me a little bit more pain? Okay, quickly chazing over our Mishnah, the carbon oil is Katshe Kadashim, it is Shechitasa Batzafain, dam is to be received in a klisharis on the Tzafin side, the blood is placed by the kohen standing on the floor and spritzing it to two opposite corners. That's called shtei metone shein arba. So it splashes on both sides of the corner. That means you get all four walls. And the two corners were Karen Mizrachis Sefinus and Karen Maravis Deraimus. Mizrachis Deraimus would have not worked. He couldn't stand on that corner. That couldn't be one of the corners because it didn't have the site because it was not in the chelik of Binyamin. Carbonella also required skinning, then to cut it into pieces, and it was burnt on the fires of the Mizbech HaChitzen. As explained, the oirois, the skins, went to the Kohen.